Nearly 3,000 American high school students participate each year in the sport of wrestling.
I credit wrestling with a lot of my success. If I can become successful at wrestling and overcome how hard wrestling is, there's nothing that's going to stop me ever again. I've got friends who I wrestled with through high school that went through the Navy SEALs, and they just kept saying, I've been wrestling, I can do this.
That's Michael Wunderlich. 20 years ago, he wrestled for his high school. Today, he works as an attorney.
When I got into law school, you know, it was hard, but the whole time I just kept thinking, this is nothing. I used to leave myself completely drained at the end of wrestling practice, point where it was difficult just to lift my arms, and I would have to wait, you know, 10, 15 minutes on the mat before I could even get up. And so now it's like anything that comes my way, I feel like I can tackle and I can overcome.
Wrestling may be the ultimate sport, one-on-one, in a defined area, within a specified time. Strength is important, but stamina essential. But perhaps the greatest result of wrestling isn't whether the participant wins or loses, but how pushing one's physical and mental limits teaches life lessons beyond the sport. Michael learned such a lesson years ago with the help of a wise coach.
It was a 16-man bracket in my weight class at 145, and it was a tournament where kids from all over the nation were going to be there competing, some of the top wrestlers in the country. There were three or four nationally ranked in my weight class. And the one kid that I was wrestling, and this was like the first match of the tournament for me. There's thousands of people watching it up in the stands. So it was a pretty big deal. And I think I got a little bit in my own head and thinking, oh, I can win this first match for sure. So we get going and it was a tough match, but I was up by a little bit the whole time. And then we get into the third period and I'm up by 1 point and there's like 10 seconds left on the clock. And because of that, I was playing this stall game, which drove my coach crazy. He didn't approve of that tactic at all. And there will be some wrestlers that will do that. They'll dance around the mat for the last 10 seconds just to avoid getting taken down. And that was kind of what I was doing. And usually for us, we would turn and we would face in. But instead, I was like, you know what? I'll turn and try and hop off the mat and go out of bounds, and then I can start fresh. But that kind of tactic doesn't really work against really good wrestlers. And so I turn, and then he just kind of takes me right to the mat, and he gets the 2 points for the takedown. Beats me by 1 point. And so that was a moment in my head that I was like, what was I thinking?
High school is a very impressionable time in a young person's life. The lessons they learn in those years can have a lifelong, lasting influence. Fortunately for Michael, he had a coach who knew this.
My coach afterwards came to me and he's like, you know, we can't always run away from things. That's not the way that we do things. Some things are going to get hard. You're going to have to turn and face them. That's the only way that you can deal with obstacles and challenges. And so you've got to stop running away.
Michael immediately had the opportunity to put his coach's advice into action.
But that tournament was a double elimination, so I was able to still kind of work my way back up through the loser's bracket and ended up winning there. But it was twice as hard to get back up to that point. So I made so much more work for myself than was necessary. But it was definitely one of those lessons where I got to stop being afraid of that.
And now, 20 years later, Michael still uses those lessons he learned from his high school wrestling coach.
There have been a lot of times where being hit by things that suddenly come out of nowhere, especially. So losing a job unexpectedly, especially as primary provider for your family, it gets really intense all of a sudden, and you're not sure how you're going to pay for bills the next month. People can easily allow that to drag them down and hold them back, because then you start wondering and doubting yourself, you know, am I as good as I think I am, or am I really that terrible of an employee? But instead of allowing that obstacle to force me to retreat, I just turned right into it and figured, okay, well, then I've got to just focus on the next thing, which is to improve. So improving myself and then getting over that hurdle and becoming the next version of myself. Through my undergrad, I was never the best student. My ADHD and all kinds of stuff would always get in the way, but I still love to learn, but it was really hard for me. So that was always an obstacle getting in the way, but I had to say, no, I'm just going to face this challenge. I'm going to manage it and deal with it. And so when I decided to start my own law firm, even wasn't quite sure what I was doing. So there's that momentary pain, but the gain at the end of it is much more rewarding. And so that's definitely been something that I developed as a result of wrestling.
But as important as those valuable lessons have been in his life, perhaps the one that was most important was knowing he had the support of someone who believed in him.
There's maybe three or four people that I can identify with absolute certainty that have had an enormous impact on my life, and my high school wrestling coach was one of those.
Coach Dave Vandevagate believed in Michael the wrestler, but he believed much more in Michael, the impressionable young man.
Even though he had that ability to be really tough on us, but we always know that he was being tough on us because he cared about us. He wanted to see us succeed. He wanted to see us become better people.
Coach Vandevagate's influence and belief continued long after Michael's wrestling days were over.
He spoke at my wedding dinner the night before I got married. When he got up to speak, he goes, you know, everybody's always teasing Mike about how small he is, but, you know, I guess in my eyes, he's never looked that small because of the size of his heart and the fight in him. The belief that he had in us was tremendous. Even before that moment, I always felt that, but to have him put it into words, it was a pretty impactful thing.
This is just one story of how a young man believes in himself because someone else believed in him.
Having that other person right there cheering us on, especially somebody who has as much influence and impact on your life and that you have a tremendous amount of respect for, returning that to you with their belief and their confidence in you is a huge boost.
There are stories like this happening every day, all around us, and each story changes a life and makes our world a better place. One of the greatest gifts anyone can give is to believe in someone when they don't believe in themselves. Who do you know who needs you to believe in them? Believe in others and pass it on from passiton.com. If you enjoyed this bite-sized podcast, subscribe and pass it on to a friend. Pass It On, the podcast, is available on your favorite platform.